Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
What day off?
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I know I'm not the only one working on Labor Day. A lot of people have told me they're going into the office because they need the money. That might say something about wages in this country at the moment, and a new report backs it up. Marketplace's Jane Lindholm has more.
The State of Working America is published every 2 years by independent think tank the Economic Policy Institute. This year's edition is a pretty depressing read. It suggests that although the U.S. economy has grown significantly over the past several years, average income for workers has not. Study co-author Sylvia Allegretto.
There's a big disconnect. We've had some really good productivity numbers, a very productive workforce, but the gains are only flowing to those at the top.
The study found that in 1970, a 50-something-year-old worker with some college education earned the equivalent of about $48,000 a year. That same worker earns $44,000 today. Thea Lee is the policy director for the AFL-CIO. She says people are angry.
Even people who go to college and get a degree and work full-time are still losing ground, and that's what's really troubling to folks, the sense that even when you play by the rules in this economy, if you're not in the top 5%, you're really struggling to make ends meet.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jane Lindholm for Marketplace.
The U.S. markets are closed today, of course, but there's trading in other countries. Japan's Nikkei surged 1.33%. The main reason, some new numbers on Japanese corporate investment. European shares were heading higher as well. Oil prices inched up a tiny bit, but they're still under $70 a barrel. Today's a big shopping day, especially for back-to-school things. I remember going to the store to pick out my Trapper Keeper. Do they still make those? Well, one thing I do know is it's a lot more expensive to get kids ready for school now. Here's Amy Scott.
Not so long ago, a kid headed back to school with a few new outfits, some notebooks and pencils, and maybe a box of Kleenex for the classroom. No longer. Today's students want cell phones, laptops, and MP3 players, and their teachers want them to bring calculators, Post-its, and antibacterial soap. Retail analyst Richard Hastings says parents often feel they have little choice.
Back to school has a lot of mandatory social conformance involved in it. Kids do expect to have the kind of brands that the other kids want to see, and they put a tremendous amount of pressure on parents, and parents will do whatever they have to do to figure out how to fund it.
The National Retail Federation says that pressure will cost the average family $527 this year, almost 19% more than last year. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
One of the websites du jour is YouTube. People are always sending me links to videos on there. Did you know YouTube's not even a year and a half old? But here's how far it's come. The company just hired away the treasurer at Yahoo. And some say YouTube could be worth close to $1 billion. Not bad for a company that started with three guys in a garage. Why can't I come up with these ideas? Maybe I need a garage. This is Marketplace. Wait, don't pour the milk into your cereal just yet. We have something to tell you. This month, Kellogg's raising the price of cereal. Ashley Milne-Tite explains why.
Kellogg has already tested the public's loyalty. Back in the spring, it shrank its 19-ounce box of Rice Krispies by an ounce without shrinking the price. Sales remain steady. So the company plans to decrease more package sizes and hike prices by 2%. Morningstar analyst Greg Warren says Kellogg and other food companies have been contending with whopping commodity costs in the last 2 years, and cereal's really feeling the crunch.
Wheat prices have increased this year, and so are sugar prices. And wheat, the problem is that there's been a drought throughout the Dakotas, the upper Midwest there, and that's had an impact on the pricing.
He says rivals like General Mills, concerned about their own margins, are likely to follow with similar price increases. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting communities through grant-making, volunteers, employee giving, and creative partnerships. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation. helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. It's Labor Day, a time when we reflect on our livelihoods. Okay, maybe you'll be eating barbecue and playing badminton, but on this business program, we're reflecting on our livelihoods. Here's the truth. Some of us just have better jobs than others, like this guy.
I'm Larry Fernandez, a surf instructor, Kaanapali Beach, Maui, Hawaii. I've been doing this about 7 or 8 years, and this is probably the greatest job in the world. Anybody can't just be a surf instructor, you know. Nowadays, they're regulating it. Department of Natural Land and Resource officers, they just, every once in a while, they'll come and check and see if everybody's got their permits, and we're all water safety and first aid certified. We take classes pretty much every year. You know, we recertify ourselves for first aid. Just can't just come and put an umbrella on the beach. This beach we work at, we're on an island. It's surrounded by reef. So if you look at my feet, I got little scratches and cuts, scars. I could play connect the dots with my cuts. Just about every single day, if you don't get a cut, waves are getting you. You got water. Every time you bend over, you got water dripping out of your nose. It's a rough job. For as far as medical and all that, the company doesn't pay any medical. You know, you have to either have your own medical plan or have another job that pays your medical, which luckily I do. And you'd have to be crazy to be out there with no medical in the job we're doing. Or for us, it's like no big thing, you know, because we're out here every day and we're so used to the conditions. But we get some people that are really nervous, you know, they've never been in the ocean in their life. I had this one little boy, he was about 9 or 10, scared of the water, he couldn't swim at all. I mean, every word out of his mouth was shark, shark this, shark that. And I'm all, you know, sharks don't come in this close. I'm all, if a shark ever came in, and he's all, if you just said if. I wake up about 7:30 in the morning. We do like 3 classes a day, 9, 11, and 2. People think, you know, surfing is just like, oh, it's the party lifestyle and all that. But you know what? I've been surfing all my life. I'm 37. I've never drank a beer in my life, never done any kind of drugs. Most of the guys that work can't drink like that at night. You know, we can't go out and party because how are we going to get up the next morning? I mean, I wouldn't be able to wake up in the morning. We get paid every 2 weeks. I'd say the good check would be like $1,100, $1,200. In a year, I'd make between $18,000, maybe $22,000. I don't really need to take a vacation because my life's like a year-round vacation. We live on pretty much the greatest place in the world. I mean, why go anywhere else when everybody's trying to get here?
Our profile of Larry Fernandez was produced by Judith Ritter. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's 27 feet long.